Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The Italian press reports that Matteo Salvini reaches out to Christophe Castaner. The Italian Minister of the Interior invited his French counterpart to Rome, confirming a true intention to collaborate. This meeting is especially intended to calm things down 24 hours after the diplomatic quarrel between the two countries. France recalled its ambassador in Italy to denounce the repeated attacks and provocations of the populist government. In the rest of the news, a 500-euro fine for the couple of Place de la Contrescarpe, from which originated the Benalla case. They were sentenced for violence against policemen during the demonstrations of May 1st last year in Paris. That day they were maltreated and arrested by the former security aide of Emmanuel Macron, who has since been placed under formal investigation in relation to this case. Jean-Claude Romand remains in prison. His request for parole was rejected by the court. For over 15 years, he had pretended to be a doctor before murdering his entire family. Sentenced to life in 1996, Jean-Claude Romand is eligible for parole since 2015. And abroad, Woody Allen sues Amazon in court and claims $68 million for breach of contract. The director blames the American giant for having prevented the release of his next film after he had been accused of sexual assault. We'll finish with this news that will put a smile on the faces of fans of The Simpsons. The series has been renewed for a 31st and 32nd season following the decision of the American channel Fox. This makes it the longest primetime series in terms of number of episodes, with almost 700 since its creation in 1989. You've been listening to The Evening News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.